Welcome back to Inspiration Point Podcast. This is my Spotify edition. First, before I dive into today's content, I'd like to introduce myself. My name's Barry. I am the owner of a website called Christianity Explained and a YouTube channel. More recently, I've been creating podcasts called Inspiration Point for YouTube platform. And I thought it'd be a good idea to get back into the swing of audio podcast on and upload it up to Spotify and let them take care of that. There are going to be some differences. Now, you are perhaps noticing the old episodes that I've done. And what's different? What's going on? And why the name changed and who the heck am I? What? All that fun question. First, let's start with the obvious. Inspiration Point Podcast is based on an old blog system that I had done. Oh, back starting in 2009, it ended around 2016-17, after I kind of burned out from it. Along the way, I started doing what some people were calling a podcast, even though I was uploading it to YouTube. Technically, yeah, I know. Save me. And the idea kind of stayed with me. So what the heck was the podcast about, or more precisely, the old blog site, and what can you expect? The goal of that podcast, and still is true today, even with the old blog, is to share stories of overcoming. And I've had some, and I'm going to get into who the heck I am and just after I tell you what. I've had experience with depression, and I had some fun ones. Not as bad as some, but yes, I know the issues, social isolation, all that fun stuff. And I give thanks to God for rescuing me, and I thank Jesus for helping me to forgive some people I seriously did. Now, I'm communicating as someone who came through, and I felt a need to share my story in such a way to encourage and help others. Now, let's get into the obvious question, because it's more likely you're seeing this on an audio podcast and not the video. So you have no idea who the heck this guy is. Like, why did he talk? I hope you have some fun. Well, as I said at the beginning, my name's Barry. I was born in 1964, and I was affected by something called congenital birth defect, rubella, which had caused me to be very nearsighted and have a severe hearing loss in both ears. Thankfully, with some current technology like hearing aid, I'm able to hear. From my perspective, I get about 90% percent of the hearing. Somebody else might say, not so fast, Barry. I need to explain that so that way, because you're not looking at a picture of what I look like. And unless you go to my YouTube channel and the same podcast is going to be developed there, then you'll start seeing who and what, who I am, what I look like, and all that fun stuff. You're more than welcome to look at the content. Now, as I said, I was born in 1964. Why should that matter? Very simple. In the 60s, people with serious disabilities like mine were not given any hope at all. It was more like, sorry, but the only future he has is maybe basket weaving, maybe putting these tiny little pieces together in a factory, really no hope. How dare you think of going to law school, Barry, or doing that? You're not being very realistic or thinking that you can have a future. How dare? That was the mentality of the 60s and to a certain extent the 70s. That was the kind of biases I was running into. Back then, we didn't have this mentality or view to say, wow, let's have a positive role model for people with disability. Oh, no. Stick them in the shelter work program. Who gives a crap about them? Just so you know, I'm keeping this PG-13. I am not Joe Rogan. So you don't have to worry about me pushing the envelope that much. But I give thanks to Joe for blazing some trail. And that's the fun part. I've had to deal with that. But thankfully, my parents, even though they call themselves Republican, were in a way independent-minded. My dad firmly believed that I needed to learn to take care of myself, be independent, and not rely on anything. I guess he was going through the stage of not trusting the government and not trusting anybody. He got that view based on what he saw growing up. And he was a tough guy. He saw the kind of thing that people did to people like me. And it wasn't nice. I don't blame him. But in a lot of ways, I thank Dad for just that. I thank my mom for trying to be of help. And she has her own story. Unfortunately, there were things that happened that kind of undercut my confidence. I was severely abused. Not at home, but at a job site. And I had a lot of frustration because I was raised to see myself as being exactly like everybody else. Gee, why can't I do the same thing everybody else can do? Oh my God, what's wrong with me? I was having a lot of problems, and it didn't help with some of the other stuff that would happen. Dramas that were happening. And I was already making myself miserable and hurting inside. And that was that. Never mind the abuse that I got at a summer job. Oh, what do I mean by abuse? I don't mean simple verbal abuse, as some people call it today. No. Let's see. How to put a little exploding cap, cap. One of those little things that are maybe almost a thumbnail big height that can, it doesn't do serious damage, but it's not fun if they put it in your belt loop and it explodes on you. Not fun. Not fun when people think, oh, let me spray this glass cleaner or whatever the heck it was in Barry's face. Or, hey, Barry, what's your plan? Horse playing. Put up duct tape and all this. And I really did. And I had other garbage that went on, like being forced to strip wrestling. If you heard of strip poker, think strip wrestling. Yeah, not fun. Very humiliating, very full. And I felt ashamed and embarrassed. I didn't know how to communicate or share what the hell was going on. That's why I didn't know what to say. I actually thought that it was okay for me to be treated like garbage. That was the kind of thing I came into with that. And it was the one thing that my dad was trying to toughen me up because he was worried about that kind of thing happening. And I moved forward and I went into college with good. And I'm more thankful for some of the things that did happen. But I still was suffering and hurting inside because I never got counseling. I never got the thing that was needed. That, thankfully, yes, never had a problem, too. Yikes. Now, you would think that would have sent me right down into a tailspin of woe with me. Well, not quite. It set up a whole bunch of mental barriers in my mind or views that, okay, I can't trust anybody. I gotta fight back. I gotta expect people to treat me like crap. That was the mentality. So I wasn't trusting. I was hurting inside, but I sure as heck wasn't gonna allow anyone to know. That was the pain I was suffering inside. And in the midst of that, I did have an encounter with Jesus. Thankfully, I was reading the Bible as a kid. I was growing close in spite of all that. And yeah, I'll tell you some of the more positive thing, but I'm trying to paint a picture of what I had to deal with so you can understand why I have such a passion to help people with forgiving. I got to tell you, it was Jesus who helped me the one evening when I was in my dorm room and I felt a need to forgive those people who hideously treated me. Yeah, those same people who thought it was okay to force barriers to strip, same people who did. And the Lord just helped me to forgive, and I did. It was painful, yet I know it's not easy, and I know it took some years before I could do that. But thank God, praise the Lord, and thank you, Jesus, for giving me the strength to do that. That which is difficult. I didn't have a sermon tell me to do that. I just, because I drew close to the Lord, because of the Holy Spirit, I was able to do that, not him. And he can do the same for you. He can help you. That's it. Are you getting a hint of why I'm passionate? And I wasn't out of the woods yet. I was still hurting inside because I had a lot of garbage belief. Thankfully, somebody actually brought it to light and pointed out that, Barry, why are you so tolerant of bad behavior treatment? Other people would have just got it, walked away and said, get out of here. But not me. Well, that's because I thought it was perfectly okay and legitimate to be treated like garbage. And that I had to fight. No, that's not right. I had that passion. That's what got me moving. And in time, in each step along the way, I had to learn to forgive. I had to come into grip with some of the things I was doing unconsciously. In the disability community, especially in the advocacy arena, they have something called internal ableism. That is, it simply means views that we have of ourselves, and we kind of knock ourselves down because we're not measuring up or something. Like, we can't accept the person that we actually are. Sorry if I'm mangling it, but it basically is, simply put, self-sabotage. And that's what I was doing, only I didn't know it. And when I moved back to Jersey, yes, I'm jumping over a whole bunch of stuff. That's where something changed. I came to my current home church, and slowly, over time, I was able to receive some help in getting the healing I needed. And part of it was learning to forgive my mother, forgive others. And it wasn't that, by the way. Yes, I believe in forgiving, but that's a half solution. I needed to deal with the mental thing that was happening in my head, the stronghold, as we like to call it in the Christian community, and especially in the healing and deliverance crew. And those are very serious things, and it's real. Even psychologists know about it, because only they may not call it demonic stronghold, but they do know what it is. Oh, and coping mechanism, which they would probably point to as well, and they would be right. Man, yes, you can probably guess that, yes, I was a mess. And thankfully, the Lord brought different things and books that I've read that helped me to break free of a lot of the bondages I was in. Some of it was self-imposed, and some of it wasn't. It was imposed by the culture and the time and that. Thankfully, some of the things that did happen to help me break out of the lie were things like, of all things, a computer. How? Well, I've had a thing in my heart to be a writer. Only I was thinking tech, but the Lord gave me a vision to write and do things for the kingdom of God. Great. I didn't know what that was. If you had told me I was going to be doing inner healing and stuff like this, I would have said, like, you got to be kidding me. That was the view. And man, that's a faith journey that I wanted to give you. And yes, obviously, I got a lot of help. I got some books that helped me with dealing with the issues inside myself. Thanks to my home church, currently, we had something called Transform. And I'll tell you, it was kind of funny how it grew. It started off as Sozo Girl. It was, the idea was set up originally by our current lead pastor, Jennifer Channing, who set up something for the women originally, and it developed. And I remember praying, I said, Father, I like the report I'm hearing. That's beautiful. But the men need something. The men need help, Father. And I said, you take that blessing you're doing here, put something on the guys. That's what I did. I prayed. And guess what? In due course, in the Lord's timing, something came up and they said, wait a minute, we need to call it Transform. So it goes for both men and women. Yes, it pays to pray proactively. And yet, I also did get some counseling and some help with dealing with it and breaking off the lies and stop believing some of the garbage that I was, that there is a hope and a future. And eventually, I even felt the Lord prompted me to write a book which had to do with overcoming the garbage. In fact, that book was originally called A Lesser Human, An Anthology of Overcoming. Yet, I did see myself as a third-class human being because of the crap that I went through. I did see that poorly, but not today. And that's the beauty and point. Sorry, if it wasn't so positive. I am not a fan of that stuff. Tell the truth, yes, be uplifting, be optimistic, but tell the truth, man. That was me. I don't know. Some of the stuff that I'm doing here on Spotify, I'm not sure how well, and I'll probably have to do other kinds of content. I hope you're getting a good whiff of what you may be in for when I upload stuff to this platform. I'm going to have to find out from you guys, or someone's going to have to tell me what would work best over here and not so much over there. Because the way my workflow is, I post a YouTube video called Christianity Explained Talk Show, which is its own podcast. I'm not going to try doing that over here. That's where I talk with pastors and friends in the Christian community. And we'll talk about different things related to the church culture, Bible teaching, things like that. I'm not going to do that with Inspiration Point. Inspiration Point is more for the inner healing stuff and helping people to overcome depression and giving some hopefully good counsel or teaching, whatever, that relates in there. I do some book reviews on the YouTube channel, which I probably don't think do well here, and perhaps some other types of videos. So Inspiration Point is that. And that's what I want to focus on for this audio platform. And I'd love to hear from you guys. I'd love to know, and I hope that the updated version of Spotify's analytic is actually tells me more of what's going on than what it used to. I love the help that I got from Anchor, from their support team. They did beautiful. But the analytics was, needed some updating, like badly. I didn't know how well, and the podcast wasn't doing so well. That's why I need you guys to let me know that. So that was hit the stars, hit the likes, and share it. So that way more people find it, because I'm competing with so many other people, and I love to hear. I'll try to put a description that tells you with the contact and all that. And there's a whole bunch of other content I would love to dive in, but I want to be targeting specifically so that way I'm not all over the place. You should have seen the reshoots that I had to do. All right. I want to thank you for your time. I'm sorry this wasn't one of those long, but I can only maintain something like this for a certain amount of time. All right. Hope you have a blessed day, and see you when I see ya.